Hi, this is Rob Connery, and I would like to take 3 minutes of your time to tell you why you should care about ASP.NET MVC. So let's get started. First and foremost, what is ASP.NET MVC? And it's important to understand that ASP.NET as a framework is greater than WebForms or ASP.NET MVC. You're not working with a completely new system, you're still working within ASP.NET. A lot of people have compared working with ASP.NET MVC to driving a motorcycle versus working with WebForms, which is a little bit more like driving a minivan. And that is because WebForms has a lot of abstractions over what you are actually working with, which in the case of a minivan sort of has abstractions over the concept of driving and going very fast down pavement. Whereas on a motorcycle, you have the wind in your hair, maybe some bugs in your teeth. You have the road going by just 6 inches under your toes at maybe 60, 70 miles an hour. It is a much more hands-on experience. A main aspect of ASP.NET MVC is also extensibility. The entire framework is made up of interchangeable parts, such as our controller factory, view engine, action filter, invokers, and so on. If you don't like the way one of these things does its job, you can swap it out and you can build your own by implementing an interface or inheriting from a base class. Another core concept with ASP.NET MVC is that you're working with methods and not files. So when you're working with web forms and a request comes in, you are actually asking for a page that is on disk. So it might be pagename.aspx, and that page is found. It is then executed, turned into HTML, and then shoved out to the response. That's not the case with ASP.NET MVC. When a request comes in, it is handled by a routing engine, and that routing engine says, oh, which controller and action should I use? And actions are simply public methods on a controller. Those public methods or actions then find the appropriate view and then hand off control to the view where the data is rendered into HTML and returned to the user. If unit testing is something that's important to you or your development team, then ASP.NET MVC might be something you would care about. Given the separation of concerns that ASP.NET enforces, plus the flexible and extensible nature of the framework, it makes unit testing a little bit more easier than it has been traditionally with web forms. Making the move to ASP.NET MVC can cause fear, and we're here to tell you that it is okay if you are interested. ASP.NET MVC, firstly, is not a replacement for web forms, so don't feel compelled. Don't feel like you have to use MVC. WebForms is not going away. That is a very, very important thing to understand. There is indeed a small learning curve, but there are a lot of resources out there. There's a lot of books that have been written, and there are a lot of videos here at ASP.NET/MVC on the web. If you're a person who likes control over your application, if you like unit testing, if those things are appealing to you, then you might like ASP.NET MVC, and we encourage you to give it a try. However, if you're comfortable with web forms and you've been using web forms, you have an investment in web forms, please, by all means, stay with it. It will always be around, and we are here to support you with it. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for watching.